This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb. Today I'm talking with Tom Henn and AJ Brown. They're the CEO and Vice President of a new company called BiddingAce.com, where people can buy and sell airplanes on the internet. So, guys, thanks for talking to us today.
You're welcome, Mary. Thank you for having us.
So why don't you tell us about this website and how it works?
So BiddingAce has created a new website for general aviation aircraft, and it is a marketplace, an online marketplace, where we're bringing sellers and buyers together with the purpose of them having the opportunity to be able to sell and buy planes. We believe, based upon some of the work that we've done, that it creates an opportunity for sellers to have a broader reach across a bigger geography to be able to sell their planes, and to be able to have a reach to buyers that they've never had before, ever, in the purpose of selling airplanes. In addition, what we've done is we've set up the marketplace and this new website so that sellers can download as much information about their aircraft as possible, whether that's maintenance logs, pictures, photos, et cetera, so that the buyer can have as much transparency about the aircraft before they actually purchase it. This, we believe, is a significant advantage that both gives the seller and the buyer the opportunity to understand, the aircraft that is up for sale. So that's pretty exciting from that standpoint. We've automated a lot, and I could go through the specific details, but I'll just kind of say that it's very significant in terms of the automation that we've done. This marketplace is inclusive, and our plan as we build out the business is to include brokers and dealers as part of the marketplace to work with us. We believe that what we're trying to do is set up a marketplace that gets fair and market-driven pricing, and it's to the benefit of everybody in terms of the marketplace.
So what's the status of your website now? Is it up and running and ready to, start selling planes?
As of next Monday, we will be up and running completely. Today, if you got on the website, it would be the marketing content. As of Monday, actually Saturday, potentially, we will have the bidding side so that sellers can actually sell and buy. We're taking sellers now, though. So we actually are uploading documents and getting prepared for next week with aircrafts that have been offered up from sellers today. So we've been in the process of actually building up the demand on the seller, and frankly, the buyer side is showing great signs. So we're pretty ecstatic about that.
So AJ, do you want to add in some more details here about how this works?
It's really like an eBay for just airplanes. And so we have a much higher touch model than you'll ever find on any listing site or an eBay type of site. What that means is when the sellers contact us, we actually interface with the sellers, talk about their airplane, talk about their log files. We do title and lien searches for them, and we help them post all their data online. It can be overwhelming for some of these owners of aircraft, especially ones that are in their, say, 60s and 70 years old, which is very common. It'd be very hard for them to do all these uploads and photocopies of things. Mm-hmm. So we help them through that entire process, make sure that their listing is flawless, that it looks as nice and as transparent, as Tom said, as anybody else's listing on the site. When the auction or when the sale period comes up, we actually call then potential buyers that we think might be interested in that aircraft. And we go through our log files to see who's been hitting the web pages for a particular airplane. Let's say we have a Cessna 172 up for sale. We find out who's maybe added it to their watch list. And we call those buyers on the day the sale closes to remind them that the sale is closing and to see if they're interested in placing a bid. So again, in more of a high-touch environment, we're interfacing with the buyers over the telephone to help them get that kind of transaction underway. When the sale closes, if nobody's met reserve price and the plane hasn't technically sold during the sale period, we'll get back on the phone with the seller and the highest bidder and see if we can broker an aftermarket deal. And if we can, we can still help the customer sell the airplane. Again, that's something that you won't find on listing services or on an eBay type of transaction, where we actually get involved with the buyer, the highest buyer, and the seller to help broker a deal. And as Tom mentioned, it doesn't stop there. Once the deal is done, we help with inspections, we help the process through escrow, make sure funds are being wire transferred in, make sure the FAA paperwork is filed. So beginning to end, soup to nuts, both the buyer and the seller have some confidence in knowing that this transaction has been completed correctly. Most people buy maybe one or two airplanes in a lifetime. we will be buying and selling thousands. And so our knowledge base will be much greater to help these people.
Oh, I see. So as opposed to just simply, you know, posting an ad online, this provides a lot of extra services.
Yeah, lots of extra services. The ones I mentioned are just some of them. We didn't talk about the outbound marketing, but for example, you know, we do advertising with AOPA. We reach over 200,000 airplane owners 3 times a week. We co-list airplanes on TraderPlane because we love their services. So we help to get visibility to the planes that are listed on our site through TraderPlane. We do advertising at Sun and Fun. We talk to brokers in the industry. We are the ref customer, so we can help you value your aircraft. All the ancillary services that go around the act of selling or buying a general aviation airplane are components that we've included in our service model.
Well, thanks very much.
Awesome. Thank you.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.